Hey everybody, it's LogicBomb82 from the Mature Minded Gamers. We are a group of adult gamers who have jobs and lives, but also several passions, including video gaming and board gaming. And today we're going to bring you our board game podcast. So grab those dice and get ready to roll.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Mature Minded Gamers Board Games and Review. And tonight we are going to be talking about Guild Ball. Guild Ball is a game by Steamforge Games. It's been around for several years now. It is in their fourth current season. Every season they are changing team layouts, introducing new characters, updating the rules, introducing a lot of crazy fun stuff to the story. It's been a pretty interesting ride. I've been in it since season two. My favorite team is the Alchemists. I've been playing them for the longest time. I love poisoning things and tearing stuff up. I still use my man Midas. He's got the old Midas touch, and they've nerfed him a little bit, but you know, still one of my favorite characters. I love the aesthetics of this game. They've really come out with some changes, taking the characters from the models from metal models down to plastics. Changing how the boxes are released. They used to come in three packs of the starters, and then you'd buy the characters individually. Then they released team packs where you got six characters in a box, still metal models. And then now they introduced the plastic kits where they have six models included, including the mascot, the captain, four team members, a piece of terrain, and how the team interacts with that, as well as a goalpost. This game is such a good time on the table. I love it. I can't get enough Guild Ball. I want to play it some more. In fact, Brad, you and I got to play a game the other night, and I was using the Daughters of the Falconers, and you were using the Honest Land. You were using the Farmers Guild?
Yeah, the Farmers Guild.
Yeah, what did you think about the Farmers Guild?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with the Farmers Guild. They were a lot more powerful than I expected them to be, especially the Breakstraw, I think was his name, being able to basically warp all the way across the field just by laying down a little bit of groundwork with the other people and the
harvest markers,
harvest tokens. That was unbelievable how close I got to your goalpost in a very short amount of time. I think their big tank is a little nerfed, but otherwise it was a balanced team. I had fun with it. I'd play him again.
Oh, I had a lot of fun. I felt like the Falconers were vicious. I mean, they took down one of your characters first round. You scored on me the second turn of the game, getting that guy with the ball right up to the goal. Oh, man, that was such a good time. And then Eric, you played your first game against another member of the Mature Minded Gamers, Ryan, and you played as the Morticians.
I was the Morticians. Thank you. I couldn't remember their name. They all have very unique names, but you're terrible at painting miniatures, so I couldn't tell who was who. But no, I'm just kidding. You did a great job. The game is really cool. I love the miniatures. I love the feel of the game, how thick the miniatures are. They feel like you're actually moving that character around. I really liked... I'm not a big miniature fan, so for me to like a miniature game is, you know, means it's pretty good in my book. And I really liked the experience I had, mostly because I beat that community member's butt, you know, whatever his name was. Yeah, we'll have a video of that soon up too, by the way.
Yeah, and then Ryan was playing as the Butchers. He was definitely doing some more, a little bit more ball control than you were, but you were able to snake the ball from him right by his goalpost from a failed pass, I believe, and were able to score on him, I think, the third turn. But all in all, such a good game, a lot of fun to play. And speaking of community member, Ryan, what did you think of your first game of Guild Ball?
It was a lot of fun. I think got to get more familiar with the cards and what the powers do and would speed up the pace of the game. I think that's the drawback I've always had with war games. So other than that, I really enjoyed it.
Completely agree with that. And that's one of the reasons why I don't like miniatures is they take so long. But Ryan, I think you're right. I feel like since we were really picking up our speed the last couple turns we did compared to the beginning, and I think we could have finished that game up if we would have had a little bit more time. But I was happy ending with a win, you know.
That's all right. You know, sometimes the baby needs a pacifier.
Oh, well, we definitely maybe get a league going on in this game. Definitely one that can support that, I believe. So
Why don't you talk a little bit about the app integration with this, Will? Because I really like that aspect of it as well.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about the Guildwall Manager app. It is an app that you're able to see all the character cards, all the different guilds, see everything about them, all the plays that they can do. And one of the cool things about this particular app is it does integrate the ability to cross-platform from Mac, from an iOS device to an Android device, where you can actually join each other's games in progress. So instead of asking the other player, say, hey, let me see the character that you're using. Let me see what abilities he has and hand me the card. And how much health does your character have? What abilities does he do? You can actually just write on your phone. You can click on the name of the character and see all the stats and everything. Yeah, when you actually reduce your health on the app, it changes it on the other player's screen. So it was actually really cool, worked very well. Brad and I got to use it in our game. Eric, Ryan, you guys got to use it in your game. It made the game, in my opinion, a lot easier and a lot less fiddly, because the tokens you're able to use were mainly just for influence, because like the score and the goal and everything. One thing I would really like to see them add is the momentum points. Having a way to track momentum points right on the app would be the next iteration of what I'd like to see them do. Brad, you've played more Guildwall than Eric and Ryan. What did you think of the app?
Oh, yeah, the app was really critical. I mean, one of the things that, as I've played in the past, that I always forget to do is check the back of the card. And so there's a lot of times where I'll, you know, in my Slack time while I'm waiting on the opposite player to do their thing, I'll flip over the card and realize, dang it, I forgot to do whatever that ability was. And so for some reason, having the app there and just being able to tap on the card and to see the backside kept it a little bit more on the top of my head. So I really appreciated that. And then also being able to see your cards, I think that's invaluable.
Now you and a friend of yours play this game. Are you going to tell him about this app?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
And so for Eric and Ryan, for your guys' first game, what did you feel the app helped you guys do? Did you feel like it was a hindrance, like too much of a distraction, having to manage the app and taking your focus away from the field or the pitch? Or did you feel like it was definitely an advantage to be able to have something to be able to reference all the cards easily?
First, I wish we would have implemented the timer, because I think that would have put a level of pressure onto it. And I know it was our first game, but I do like that idea of managing the clock. And you could probably, I don't know if it's in the rules or not, but like instead of doing 45 minutes each player, almost do like a 20 minute each player and almost do like a half. Because then if you had to cut a game short, you could stop it and then like sort of save the game and then come back. Because, I mean, you can't stop after just a touchdown because everybody's guys are still on the board. But you could almost like do a halftime and come back later or come back next week and finish the second half. The interesting thing about the app, because I just bought the interesting thing about the app is I just bought the starter set and it came in the mail today. And those are the powers that I saw on what I had are completely different and seems different than what's in the box, because the box is now season 4 rules, and I think we're in season 7. Is that right, Will?
No, the box that you bought, I believe, was the kickoff starter box, which I believe was season 3, and then the season we're in now is season 4.
Okay, I knew it was something a little bit different. So with the app updating all the cards and everything right away, that means that I don't have to, you know, go X-Wing version 2 and go buy $70 conversion kits or whatever. So I like that they're going to use technology to make the game, to continue to balance and upgrade the game. And the third thing is that while there is a bit of a loss of not having that tangible card that I can sort of flip through, I think what Brad was saying about, you know, being able to just sort of click through and see the next one was nice. I just wish two things of the app, and that would be that I could just like swipe left or right and go card to card to card instead of going back out and reselecting the name. And two, that thing ate my battery. Like, it sucked my battery dry. So next time I'll just take a portable charger or whatever. I knew that it seemed like Eric's app was working better on an Android device than what my app was working on my iPhone 10. So I don't know. Those are just the three things I really noticed about the app, that two really positives and one just thing I'd like to tweak.
I love the app. I like games that have those integrated, because I think it really helps a lot instead of trying to fumble around with everybody's pieces, like you said earlier. You know, hey, let me see that card, then I got to read this real quick, and then you're wanting to see the card back because you want to read a skill, because, you know, a lot of these miniature games have some pretty complicated abilities, and, you know, the rules aren't the easiest when you're first learning. So you're asking a lot of questions. And so I really like that the app allows all of us to see the same thing. We can look at different stats. It's easy to track everything. I don't have to ask, well, how much health does this character have? You know, I think it's a pretty awesome integration as far as apps go for board games.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy it myself as well. I used to play, and I still do play Warhammer, and whether that be 40K or Age of Sigmar. And that's one of the things that always frustrated me was having to buy a new rule book for your army every 6 or 7, 8 months or whatever. And it was just, God, not only did it get expensive, but it was the rules constantly change. So if, you know, if there's a new book that you purchased that I had never even fumbled through and you were telling me that they do one thing, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're doing something completely out of left field. I have no idea what's going on. And if I can't plan for that tactic or that decision, it kind of throws the whole balance out of the game in a way for me. And I really think the app, so I can see your cards, made it awesome, especially on a small scale game like this. I've actually slowly started to appreciate more small scale miniature games than the bigger ones. So the skirmish games are really up my alley nowadays. So, Ryan, you used to play Warhammer. Do you feel skirmish games, you know, as far as are, will be quicker and easier to pick up, or do you still like that big, massive wargaming table?
They both scratch a different itch, a very different itch for me almost. Skirmisher games almost feels more like a, when you can get, when both players are familiar with the rules, feels almost more like a chess game. And it's a bam, 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 bam. And you've got your plan, you're formulating, and you're constantly tweaking and changing your plan based on what your opponents are doing, especially with alternating activations, which is much better, in my opinion, in skirmisher games than the big war table games when you could lose whole entire units before they even move. There is something to be said about those giant tables and sort of the epicness or the event side of that game, because that's not something I wouldn't imagine that's something you're going to play every weekend. And if you're into the hobby side of the things of creating the armies, then you're working all week long or working a month long on an army or spending several paychecks on an army that you're excited to put out on the field, not only because you want to win and use the army, but also just to showcase the work and stuff you put into it. But skirmishers, I think, is going to have really lowered the barrier to entry. Like, I haven't done it for years, and in the last 3 weeks, I've been just watching a lot of videos and been getting into it again. I've been trying to cruise eBay looking for nice, cheap Imperial Guard or whatever they call them now in 8th editions. Army guys, just so I can paint them up and see what I can build. You know, picking up the Kill Team book because that's their skirmisher version of that particular or of that game. Looking at a lot of things that they have to offer. So I'm excited to do more skirmisher stuff, but that probably won't stop me from continuing to try to build and buy the big stuff just to have it to work at or work towards.
I definitely agree with your comment on the price of entry. That's one of the reasons I like skirmish games a little bit more now, as I'm able to dip a little bit into a game and have a viable army by only spending a couple hundred bucks versus spending thousands to be able to get a viable army in some of the bigger war games. Now, as you say, that, you know, from the hobby aspect of it, you're going to be building more models, painting more models and things like that. But I like variation when it comes to games. I don't like doing the same thing over and over. And if I buy an army for like Warhammer or something, man, I'm spending a lot of money in one play style, really, with small tweaks depending on what troops you have. When it comes to skirmish games, I can spend a much smaller amount, get more variation with the different either factions, such as in Guild Ball with the Alchemists, the Brewers, the Masons, now they got the Fisherman Guild, they got the help me out here, Brad, the Falconers,
the Blacksmiths,
Farmers, the Blacksmiths. Yes, I mean, just so, the Rat Catchers. I mean, just so many different armies and, or, you know, factions and sub-factions there. It just gives you a little bit more variation to it, and I love it. So Guild Ball has definitely been near and dear to my heart for a long time. I absolutely love it. Yeah, final thoughts on it, Brad?
Go buy it. Buy yourself an army. You know, get the kickoff box. That way you've got a couple armies or a couple of teams to start off with, and choose a team, get good with it, and then give us a call to play.
Eric, final thoughts?
I probably wouldn't invest in a team myself yet, but I am definitely interested in playing some more. And if we can speed the game up a little bit, then I would definitely consider it.
And Ryan, final thoughts?
Well, I should pretty much echo what Brad said. I mean, if you're going to get into it, I got the kickoff box off eBay for less than $25. So that gave me two armies to start off with. So I think the game is aged and matured enough at this point that people are going to want to do it are still in it. And people who are wanting to get out are selling their stuff fairly cheap. So it seems like a really easy one to get into when it comes to skirmishers. And unlike some of the other ones, your teams are much more condensed. So while it does seem like they all have very different strategies and playing style, I mean, at the most, you're buying seven models. And if you want to just start painting, you're only painting seven models. So that allows you sort of to dip your toes into what could be a very expensive wider world if you're interested.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to our podcast about Guild Ball. Be sure to check out all of our other content on maturemindedgamers.com. Take care. We'll be right back.